The substance that makes up the human body with its wonderful architecture is taken from our environment in the form of the food we ingest, the drinks we drink, and the air we breathe. Today, we study our diet and see how it can help us to become more beautiful. After this, we will explore spiritual experiences in Tantra, which raises many questions about the nature of reality and experience, and helps us to find our own unique path to the divine. We will meditate today upon the theme of a spiritual love towards God. Stay tuned, together with your yogi hosts Amaris, Valentino, and Tiger Lily.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Diet, a means for becoming more beautiful. The diet for the women predominantly belonging to the Pitta dosha. The Pitta women are medium-sized with defined features. Their innate vitality is not as powerful as that of a Kapha woman. The proportions of the breasts do not emanate the same vital energy, but they have, nonetheless, fine and firm breasts. The trouble with Pitta women may come from a strong appetite characteristic to this type. This lack of control leads to culinary excesses. Eating preserved food with too much fat causes liver, bile, stomach, or vascular problems, and the organism ages prematurely. As a direct consequence of the accumulation of toxins in the organism, skin irritations appear. The breasts of a woman who lacks harmony become flabby, and the skin loses its natural brightness, elasticity, and freshness. The waist maintains for a longer while its harmonious appearance, even if the diet is incorrect. The first adipose deposits appear in the abdominal area. However, if the Pitta woman keeps ignoring the need for a balanced diet, the waist usually loses its contours and the fat begins to build up, not only on the waist, but also on the buttocks, legs, and arms. The legs of the Pitta woman tend to have an athletic appearance, and only sedentary women start having problems with fat tissue on the legs. However, if the woman has a strong appetite and she satisfies it, and at the same time she practices sports, she may have strong legs, even resembling those of a man. Thus, the Pitta woman may assume a rather masculine look instead of a feminine one. Moreover, the women eating excessive meat, fat, and spices may get arthritis or phlebitis. The diet for the women belonging to this fundamental type should be pure, nourishing, and without hot, salty, or sour foods in excess. For these women, a diet based on consistent, pure, and tasteful foods is recommended. Fresh ripe fruits, such as apples, pears, grapes, peaches, oranges, bananas, kiwi, pineapple, and cherries are to be eaten as such, as fruit salad with honey, or as natural juices. They should eat an abundance of vegetables such as carrots, parsley, cabbage, cauliflower, and potatoes, and milk products and pastas in moderation. The foods to be avoided are meat, dishes that are too hot and too spicy, alcohol, and preserved food. If you're in a state of nervousness, if you are after a harsh discussion with someone, if you're reading or watching TV, you should refrain from eating. While eating, focus your attention on the food only. Chew each bite about 30 times, savoring it. Consequently, you will not need a lot of food. Eating consciously helps a lot in the forming of healthy, refined habits, characteristic to the feminine nature. A healthy diet, in the case of the Pitta women, reduces the risk of premature aging. The body will remain supple and elastic, the skin bright and clean.
Spiritual experience in Tantra. The foundation of all knowledge, be it about this world or about the subtle universes, is certainly a concrete experience. Experience is either total or partial and incomplete, but it always refers to the reality of the experienced thing. There have been many debates about the reality of the physical world. Of these, we shall mention the monist doctrine of the sage Shankaracharya, from which Vedanta emerged, as a comparison to the tantric point of view, which will be our main topic of interest. Shankaracharya defines reality as being that which does not change, unlike the finite experience, which, although real for a moment, finally changes. Considered from this perspective, our universe, as a changing thing, holds a relative reality. Consequently, for Shankaracharya and his followers, the world we live in here and now is not real, it is merely an illusion, one we must surpass in order to experience the ultimate reality. This point of view is true if we look at things from the perspective of the transcendent absolute, or Brahman. The tantric view on these things rests upon the idea that this world is necessarily real. Thus, a particular thing may be real and at the same time subject to change. In Tantra, the divine couple Shiva and Shakti represents the real and total experience of the universe. In order for us to understand reality, they are said to limit themselves and contract in fragments of reality which belong to the supreme reality, in a gesture of divine sacrifice. The tantric adept has to perceive his own reality, to convince himself of the reality of this world as the basis of his actions. For tantrics, this universe is real because it originates in the divine couple, Shiva and Shakti. The total experience one may have is actually the consciousness of the Supreme, from which the macrocosmos emerged. The finite, limited experience has a fragmented character. Consequently, the knowledge obtained from this experience will not be of the whole. The essence of the limited experience is the experience we have within the confines of time and space. However, the ultimate experience, through its permanent nature, is placed beyond time and space, as time and space define change. As shown before, illusion merely represents the experience of the Supreme Self in time and space. An important aspect of Tantra is to be aware of our actions, even the most common ones, like eating. The idea behind this focus on the present is that by doing so, the past and future disappear. What remains is the present, the eternal now, which makes us go beyond the ordinary notion of time. This is synonymous with getting close to the Supreme Source, which transcends both time and space. Advice from the famous secret treaty Vijnana Bhairava Tantra states that one should become one with the food or drink one is consuming, filling his or her very being with it. Furthermore, another sutra says that when singing, looking, or tasting something, one should always be completely aware, because this is how he or she will discover eternal life. Being in action means being free in that action. This is the point of disruption, the point at which one may reach the ultimate consciousness, right here and now.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, spiritual love towards God. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the spiritual love towards God. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.